The FAA approached us when I was working at the front desk of NextGen and said, yeah, we have someone with a disability. They're colorblind. They'd like to use, you know, your plane. And I, the FAA inspector, would be flying the plane, pointing out lights to them on the ground, seeing if they can do that. Can we use your plane for this?
Welcome to the Aviation Mentors Podcast, the podcast that takes your dreams of flight and turns it into reality.
Sponsored by Strass Financial, financing your flight training.
For pilots, by pilots. I'm Brandon Martini, a commercial pilot and flight instructor.
And I'm Carson Vasquez, I'm a private pilot.
Whether you're a seasoned pilot or beginner with dreams of flight,
Aviation Mentors is your source for expert insights, industry trends, and inspiring stories.
So fasten your seatbelts and prepare for this incredible journey through the skies.
And stay connected with us on social media for exclusive content.
And visit our website at www.aviationmentors.com and let us be your co-pilot on this adventure. Welcome back to another awesome and
amazing
episode of the Aviation Mentors Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. Today, we're diving into a topic that doesn't get nearly enough attention, but it's truly inspiring. You know what that is, Carson? It is disabled pilots and how planes can be modified to accommodate them. I haven't read some of the show notes we've got today, but I'm sure hoping there is an air coupe in this.
I'm not sure if there is.
Well, if not, we will be talking about an air coupe.
Absolutely.
It has no rudder pedals.
No rudders?
No rudder pedals.
I think we did discuss how it's possible, or we will be discussing.
Well, that's very possible.
Sorry, didn't happen in the...
We shall see.
Yeah, so we really talk a lot about the technical side of aviation and some fun stories and a couple sad ones too, but I think an inspiring story has been pretty long overdue for us. And I think that the human element of aviation is really what makes it, the industry so special. So today's episode is really going to be a good reminder of the inclusivity of aviation, which we don't talk about too much. I think we talk a lot about how hard it is to get through and get in aviation, but making it more accessible for people is something we'd never really discuss. And it's not something I knew a lot about until I saw a plane that was outfitted for it.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about being colorblind and things like that in past episodes, but this is a whole new type of episode. There's a whole community of pilots out there who don't let physical limitations define them whatsoever. And we're going to explore how they make it work, what kind of modifications are available, and the challenges they face. But first, Carson, let's start with a little bit of context.
All right, give it to me.
So you know there's thousands of licensed pilots in the U.S. who fly despite some sort of disability. Yes, you know that?
I do know that. I actually put that one in the show notes. So, yeah.
Perfect. Thank
you. We are aware. Sorry. Oh, wait. No, Brandon, I didn't know that. Tell me more. That's crazy.
Now, to put in perspective, organizations like Able Flight provide scholarships and support to disabled pilots. Able Flight is not sponsoring us, but I have heard a little bit about them, and I think we're going to learn a little bit about them today. I know that we've been talking a lot about different aviation organizations that do great for the greater good, really.
And there's a lot of them.
There's a whole bunch. I mean, Pilots and Paws was episode before, and Able Flight's a pretty cool one, too. They've helped over 80 people with disabilities earn their pilot's licenses. Most people think of aviation as something only able-bodied individuals can pursue, but these pilots really break down that barrier. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible. And what's also cool is not just the people that are doing it, but the types of disabilities that these pilots live with are all over the place. Could be amputees, paraplegic, or even deaf, which is crazy.
The only one I'm glad that's not on there, Carson, is blind.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't think that's possible.
Unfortunately, I don't think it's in the best interest of the general population.
I would agree. Yeah. But the deaf pilots, I think that one's so cool because I don't know anybody on here. I don't hear very well in one of my ears. Is correct. It's also the training that makes it aviation accessible. They're learning everything the same way from a traditional pilot, but just a layer of adaptation. I like that word, by the way.
Oh, it's going in.
That's going
it's
in.
It's going in your vocab.
Adaptation.
Yeah, I see Brand's. I just saw Carson. His face light up when he learned.
Oh, and I just saw that. By the way, I know all these words, Carson. I just haven't heard them or utilized them for a while.
I can utilize this.
Oh, don't get me.
This will really ameliorate my vocab.
I don't even know what that word was.
To make it better. Make that ameliorate.
Well, I'm not going to use that one because I can't even say it.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the planes that can actually be modified. Flying's one thing, but getting into the air safely is another. So as far as the modifications, you know, for starters, the planes can come with hand controls instead of foot pedals.
What?
You know about that one?
Yes, I did know.
Oh, man, you sound excited. Okay.
I've probably heard about a lot of these things.
You probably have.
When you were a wee boy in high school. Never knowing how a plane flies.
I actually didn't.
You know how a plane flies, Carson?
Yeah, this thing goes, and it goes, it's
magic.
Little, yeah, pretty close enough.
Mm-hmm. And
you
know
what else makes it fly?
You know what else makes it fly?
What, wings?
Nope.
Red Bull? Red Bull gives it wings.
It does give it wings, but besides that, trademark Red Bull.
What?
The thing that makes the world go round.
Money.
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 Money makes airplanes fly.
Money does make airplanes fly.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, you throw enough at it.
It'll fly.
Yeah, if you throw enough outside of it, it'll get lighter and you'll be able to take off. I don't know why that was so funny, Carson. It was totally true.
It is true, but I'm thinking about, what's that?
Carson's thinking. Give us a few minutes. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
Still thinking.
Carson's still thinking, guys.
Why? What's it called? It's the pilot, flies the Aerostar, American something.
American made?
I said it before you said it. Yes, American made. I'm just thinking about how he has to throw stuff out to be able to fly. And just thinking about Brandon doing it with and his Aerostar is throwing money out.
It's not my Aerostar. It's Anthony's Aerostar.
Okay, it is Anthony's Aerostar.
It's mine that I get to fly.
You got to put money into it still.
I do. I'm
going to make it go.
Fly. I'm going to fly it today. I'm going to put a whole bunch of gas in it.
Yeah, how much does it cost to fill that thing up?
I don't know. I'm going to put like 200 gallons in it.
200 gallons?
Mm-hmm.
At $5?
Five or six or seven? I don't know. It's not cheap.
No, ouch.
I think it's hours like $1,500 for a 2-hour.
But it gets there so quick.
Actually, it'll get me there and back. $1,500 for a 4-hour flight.
Ish. It's about the rental cost. If you were to rent it?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Okay, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
Thank Anthony for it.
Well, he told me that he wants me to pay for half his annual, so I might.
You've been putting half the hours on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yep, very fair.
Anyway, hand controls. That's where we're at. Hand controls and foot pedals.
There we are.
There we go. We always get back to the point.
Usually. Dave, see? Here we got back to the point again.
80% of the time we get back every time. So
80%, 100% of the time.
So they can put hand controls instead of foot pedals and rudders on a plane. And that's great for a paraplegic pilot that can't use their legs. And the rudder pedals, which usually require foot controls, can just work with hand controls instead. And the whole thing operates with just your hands.
That's pretty neat.
That would be crazy.
I kind of want to try a plane like that.
I would too. Can you imagine not having to break your hip using all that right rudder?
No, Carson, I cannot. More right rudder.
More right rudder. Right rudder. Oh.
Speaking of right rudder.
What?
Do you know who Right Rudder Marketing is? No. They're great for flight schools. They're one of Stratus's partners.
Right Rudder Marketing?
Yep.
Never heard of it. What do they actually do?
And they also have a podcast.
What do they talk about?
They talk about marketing in aviation. I think we should be on their podcast.
We should be on their podcast.
I think we should tag them.
Okay, let's tag them.
And let them know, hey, we should be in your podcast.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, outside of that, guys, there's also adjustable seats and in some cases seats with special harnesses to help pilots with different kinds of disabilities stay comfortable and very much in control.
Yeah, I wish there was more comfortable seats for me.
I wish there were more comfortable seats in every airplane.
Oh, every airplane. You get in those Boeings and you see like the fleece-lined seats and those look comfy.
Mm-hmm. Those look Boeing, so comfy. I'm not going.
Well, you can be an Airbus guy. No problem. There's also smaller adaptations too, like customized avionics systems, which allow disabled pilots to fly it with less manual dexterity. So you're not hitting so many buttons trying to get one thing to happen. And I think that'd be great, like a simplified avionics system for anybody, especially learn on.
Yeah, they should make avionics a lot more simple. So, yeah, you're right. For anybody who, that's one you're never going to hear me ever say. You're right, Carson. Boom. Just happened.
But can you imagine a G1000 that's just simpler and easier to use?
G1000 is pretty simple and easy to use, Carson, just because you don't know how.
Sorry, Brandon. I flew at a flight school, just wasn't nice enough to put it in all the planes. I got you there, didn't I?
You did. I was able to use the soundboard. Wow. It worked out perfect, actually. So, but one example is a Piper Archer, actually. This aircraft has been used by disabled pilots after being modified for hand controls. And it's not just small aircraft. Commercial and military aviation are also taking steps in this direction, although we're still very early in that journey. And to be honest, I don't really see it happening. I mean,
I can see simplification happening and some stuff that we're going to talk about in the next section, like automation and AI. I can see that being used for it.
You know what time it is, Carson?
Time's a brain.
It's time to talk about one of our favorite companies.
Which company would that be?
Aviation Mentors is excited to be sponsored by the one and only Stratus Financial, dedicated to supporting the next generation of future aviators.
You know, Stratus Financial really understands the financial challenges that students face in pursuing their aviation dreams. That's why they offer student loans specifically tailored to aspiring pilots.
With competitive rates and flexible repayment plans, Stratus Financial helps take your aviation education to new heights.
So go visit their website today at www.stratus.finance. Just to be clear, that is not .com, it's .finance. And embark on your journey towards a sky full of possibilities.
Carson, it's time to get back to what we do best.
The show.
The show.
Let's switch gears a little bit and dive into how a disabled pilot actually gets certified to fly. Carson, can you explain how the FAA looks at disability when it comes to issuing licenses or certifications?
Certifications, sure.
Certificates.
So I don't know everything about it, but the FAA does not outright deny someone the chance to fly just because they have a disability. I can tell you that right off the bat.
Carson applied, but mental disability.
Yeah, I'm still here.
He's still here.
And Stratus hired me.
And Stratus hired you. No, we're just joking around. I mean, we don't actually, like, we're not making fun of anybody with a mental disability, but it is fun to
actually have a lot of respect for them. Maddie works with people with autism, and the way that they learn to do things and be just like everyone else is crazy.
And they're brilliant, usually. They just can't explain.
Yeah, their brain just doesn't work like ours. Works better.
probably works better. They're probably way higher, more intelligent than us, which is fantastic. But I like to mess with Carson a little bit, so hopefully you get the jokes.
Yeah, hope so. If you're offended,
sorry.
Anyway, long story long, the FAA will evaluate that person on a case-by-case basis instead of just outright denying it. So disabled pilots can get what's called a special issuance medical certificate, which allows them to fly as long as they can comply and meet certain medical criteria that are outlined in kind of a specialized plan for that person.
Yeah, getting that certificate's a pretty rigorous process.
We've talked about a few times.
We have. You have to go through really a lot of extra testing, medical evaluations, sometimes even practical demonstrations that show that you're fully capable. And you actually have to do that with the FAA. And sometimes it's like chicken or the egg. Like, you have to learn to fly, and then you need to... It's pretty difficult because the FAA doesn't want to fly with you if you're a student pilot, but you need to solo to meet certain regulations. So I've seen a lot of chicken or the egg type of stuff with this, especially when it comes to like colorblindness. And
I've seen FAA's workarounds. The FAA approached us when I was working at the front desk of NextGen and said, yeah, we have someone with a disability. They're colorblind. They'd like to use, you know, your plane. And I, the FAA inspector, would be flying the plane, pointing out lights to them on the ground, seeing if they can do that. Can we use your plane for this?
Yeah.
And we're going to rent it. The student will pay for it, or however they're doing it. And I was like, yeah, that works.
And they've done it.
I mean, they get creative with it. They're saying you can't fly yet, but I can fly.
Oh, I didn't even know that. That's what happened. So the FAA flew the airplane.
Yes. And pointed things out on the ground. And that person had to identify the colors of them and stuff.
That's pretty cool.
Distances and depth perception, whole thing.
Well, that's impressive. I like that.
I mean, they're willing to go the extra mile. Of course, the FAA takes some time. They're bogged down and not the quickest at working.
Yeah, it'll take a very long time.
But that's the persistence that we talk about all the time, right? If you want something to happen and...
Do it yourself.
And if you want something done right, you do it yourself. But if you want something to happen, you just have to be persistent, push through and get all the medical requirements and all the doctor's appointments, everything checked off.
Yep. And if you want something right, delegate it better.
Oh, delegate it better.
Trust
Find me. The right person for it.
Yeah, I went through that this morning. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole, but it kind of has to do with our next section here. Organizations like Able Flight help pilots through this process, not just with training, but also with emotional and financial support. They help a little bit with financial support, and that's what I was referring to today on my financial model that was not working out quite as well. But ChatGPT came in for the win this morning
for me. Yeah, it came in clutch
for you. It was real nice. It's a very complex model, by the way. You should wait till you see this thing, Carson.
I don't want to.
I explained it, and then I had ChatGPT explain it. Did a much better job than I, which was pretty wild. By the way, if you're disabled, you can still apply for Stratus.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. If you don't get enough money from Able Flight or other organizations, still apply with Stratus Financial.
That's cool.
Especially since they're pretty much the
exclusive
only players in the industry anymore.
Yeah.
Most people have exited our industry. It's kind of sad.
That is, but
it's making it more difficult to lend in our industry as well. But it is what it is.
Yeah. Stratus still here.
Stratus still around. So
yeah, well, but Able Flight's great for the training and customization of an airplane portion and all that support. I mean, they do a fantastic job with it.
Well, let's talk about some of the unique challenges disabled pilots face beyond getting certified. Flying just one thing. What about the airports and the flight schools that they're going to?
That's a great point. I think we discussed a couple episodes ago about the student we had that was about 400 pounds. Not necessarily a disability, but there is some adaptation that is required. And a lot of flight schools just are not equipped to handle people with disabilities, whether it's actual infrastructure or the mindset of the instructors or the knowledge about how to address that issue.
I will say the mindset of the instructors is probably the biggest one.
A lot. I mean, the amount instructors, of times I've heard instructors say that I don't think we can do this, and we come back and say, absolutely you can. Here's how. I think it's a mindset issue.
Yeah, it's a mindset issue in general for life, I think. And I think that these disabled pilots, they have the mindset of I can do anything.
Yeah, it's an insane difference in self-confidence.
And I absolutely love it. You know how I am. I'm like, oh.
You say yes, then figure it out later.
Can you dream it? Yes. Can it be done? Yes. The answer is always yes.
Yeah, it's just yeah.
I say yes to everything.
Round.
Yeah, I just say yes to everything.
Yeah.
And then I make it happen. Oh.
I asked you for $1 million and you didn't say yes.
I said yes with conditions attached to it, Carson. I always say yes, but there's always conditions attached.
And it's just like this. Yes, you can become a pilot, but there are conditions attached. And if you're willing to meet those,
then
we have another problem of finding other people that are willing to meet them too.
Exactly. So
yeah, I think it's a shame there's a mindset issue. Because I think we just need more accessibility all around for it. Because the people when you meet one of these pilots, they push through it.
They do. Yeah. Kick butt pilots.
Have you ever met a disabled pilot?
I have met a disabled pilot. I can't think of her name right now. She had no arms.
Really?
Yep, no arms. And that brings me to that air coupe she used to fly. So
tell me about it.
An air coupe, it has no rudder pedals, believe it or not. By the way, her name is Jessica Cox. I just looked it up again. I was furious that I couldn't remember her
name
right now.
She's also the first armless black belt in American Taekwondo. So I have a black belt and I have two arms.
You have a black belt? He keeps saying he has a black belt.
Yeah, the American Taekwondo Association.
Actually. Do you?
Yeah.
You have a black belt in Taekwondo?
I do. I almost got my second degree, but.
How do you count to 10 in Korean? Or is it Korean or Japanese?
Korean.
Korean. How do you count to 10 in Korean?
It's not pretty. Like my pronunciation.
Come on, come and say it, Carson.
Hanadul set net tasu yasu il yul hop yul.
Wow.
That's how you do it?
I think that sounds right.
Yeah,
I mean, I started learning Taekwondo.
It's probably pretty ugly, but.
I'm sure.
That's how you do it.
Just matches your face.
Now I said I had a face made for radio. Good job. I'm happy you're able to use it.
Me too.
Anyway, Jessica Cox.
Yeah, but Jessica, she flew an air coupe, and it's a pretty wild, awesome airplane. I know that today she actually inspires people with motivational speaking tours, and that's, I believe, where I've seen her. I've seen her talk on stage. I don't think I've actually met her face-to-face, but I've seen her speak on stage about diversity and really doing things that people tell you you can't do, because you can do anything you put your mind to. Imagine not having arms, born without arms, and you are a licensed pilot.
I couldn't even imagine getting in the plane without arms. I mean, much less actually flying it. So the fact that she can do all that is...
Oh, she can get into the plane, put on her seatbelt.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Oh, yeah, I couldn't do any of it.
No, you couldn't. She uses her feet to do everything.
That's insane.
Yeah.
So that's what we mean by just the mindset alone of these people is far beyond the stuff that we do.
Mind-blowing. Just remember, if you're thinking about giving up, she literally has no arms and was able to become a pilot. What's your excuse?
Yeah. I think that's a great thing that CFI should be bringing up.
That's the exact same thing. You know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to be like, every time someone says, I don't know if I can do this, I'm going to be like, Jessica has no arms and she flies an airplane.
That is What's the best reason. Like, how could you, what comeback could you have? Except I have no legs.
Except for self-doubt and I don't know, poo-pooing on yourself.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason to ever do that.
And if you have no legs, I guarantee flying an airplane is way easier.
Yeah, I mean, like we said, there's already hand controls.
There's hand controls.
Yeah, you literally have no reason to not become a pilot.
None. So today we've covered quite a bit of ground in this past 20-ish minutes, from the technology that makes flying possible for disabled pilots to the incredible opportunities that are opening up as more people enter the field.
Yeah, I agree. We can't forget, though, about the stuff that there is still to be done. I think a lot of these adaptations can become more widespread, and I think people need to know about them. I think a lot of people just assume that they can't do it. And just don't know about it.
I would fully agree. And I also think that the FAA needs to probably help with the certification process of new parts for airplanes. Because I guarantee, unless you fly an experimental airplane, you're not going to be able to get these parts manufactured for aircraft in large enough quantities to make them cost effective and get them certified with TSO certifications and STCs and things. You're not going to be able to get those things to happen unless the FAA changes the certification process for parts and adaptations. So it'd be pretty neat. Well, if you're interested in supporting this cause or learning more, be sure to check out other organizations like Able Flight or International Wheelchair Aviators. They're all doing some really amazing work.
I agree. And another question for you is, what do you think the aviation industry can be doing better to support disabled pilots and making flying more accessible industry-wide?
So what did you think today, Carson?
I thought it was a pretty good episode. I think, yeah,
you liked it?
Yeah, I think it is something that I don't think about too often. And I think it's something that more people should know about. I think the FAA, AOPA, definitely are the only people that would be, at least I can think of, that bring this up to a pilot that applies.
Probably, yeah, I would agree.
I think more people should know about it, and it should be an option.
For sure.
Because everyone should be a pilot.
Well, if you're a disabled pilot and you're working on getting your ratings, please let us know below. We'd love to kind of hear from you and possibly we'd love actually to interview on the podcast. So please let us know. We'd love to have you on. But if you'd like to reach out to either one of us, me or Carson, it's Brandon@AviationMentors.com or Carson@AviationMentors.com. For our amazing producer, Mark, who's been creating those reels that you've been seeing all over social media, you can reach him at producer@AviationMentors.com. Also, don't forget to hit like, follow, stream, share,
subscribe,
all of the things for whatever streaming platform you're listening to us or, of course, watching us on if you're on YouTube. It's really a huge part of helping us grow the podcast, especially because there's a guy who has an Aviation Mentors
I saw that
thing on YouTube, and he's showing up higher on the search. So please continue.
At least for us.
At least for us. So don't forget to hit like, subscribe, all the things. That's a huge part of really helping us grow that podcast and helping us grow the aviation community at large.
Yeah, and we enjoy doing this for you guys. So as a wrap up for the day, remember, here to guide you in your aviation journey. So fly safe and enjoy the ride.
Of course, he has an airplane.
I don't even know where the airplane went.
Let's go. He lost his airplane.
Yeah.
Bye.